Janet was just 15 when she first met Kurt, a prisoner of war in a camp at Salthouse on the North Norfolk coast. While waiting to be repatriated after the end of the war, the captured Germans cleared mines from the beach, carved toys for village children, and even played football against village teams. In December 1946, a national appeal went out asking people to consider inviting prisoners of war to Christmas dinner. Janet's family ended up inviting three. Recounting the story on the Salthouse Village website, she explained, "My mother, although we were six of us at home at that time, said, 'We'll invite somebody.' My father used to act as trainer to the local Salthouse football team, and he knew the chap who ran the football team for the German prisoners of war, so he said, 'We'll have Paul.' My sister and I, we happened to know this one who'd been a prisoner of war in America and spoke English with an American slang. Oh, you can imagine, can't you? So we said, 'Can we have Helmet, Mother?' And then Mother said, 'I'll tell you what, we'll have a third. That chap who plays the goalkeeper in their football team, we'll invite him.' And that was how I met my husband." On Christmas Eve, Janet joined a group of village girls going door to door around the village playing festive tunes on handbells. They played to the prisoner of war too, and Janet said, "When we played Silent Night, the tears ran down their cheeks." Her younger sister Jasmine had already received a doll's pram made by the prisoners. They were very clever. The prams had wheels that went round and there were dolls' houses, and I remember a big round board with chickens on it pecking, said Janet. After Paul, Helmut and Kurt joined the family for Christmas tea, romance blossomed between Kurt and Janet. Within 2 years, they were married with a baby. Writer Sarah Mitchell came across the story while researching her first novel, The Lost Letters, which is also set in Norfolk during the Second World War. I found an extract about Kurt and Janet on the Salthouse History website and was immediately entranced by their story. I printed out the pages thinking it might form the foundation of another novel one day, she said. Several months after The English Girl was published, she met Janet and Kurt's daughter, Caroline Carter, and heard their full story. "In many ways, it's even more remarkable than the story in my book," said Sarah. Caroline told me that Janet was very young when she met Kurt at the Christmas dinner and fell in love with him. Then, at 16, she became pregnant and had to leave school because of that. Goodness knows what it must have been like to have fallen pregnant at such a young age by a German prisoner of war. Kurt was then sent to work in Lincolnshire, and apparently every Friday evening he used to cycle to the local train station, spend a night in the police cell by arrangement with the police, get the train to King's Lynn on Saturday morning, then cycle from King's Lynn all the way to Salthouse to spend the rest of Saturday with Janet and the baby before doing the whole thing in reverse on the Sunday. Although the war was over and the young couple married, the relationship wasn't universally welcomed. Janet wrote, "I think the village people individually, they liked the Germans who were here, but the war was very much in their minds still. Some people in the village had lost members of the family. To think that one of the village girls actually wanted to marry a German, that didn't go down very well. I remember people who I'd known all my life who looked the other way when I went past, and I remember one old lady who used to spit on the ground. But not everybody was like that, and we were very happily married for 37 years. Kurt and Janet are dead now, but Caroline, who lives in Holt, said, "The baby they had was my eldest brother, Michael." She said Kurt, her father, had been very happy to stay in Norfolk after the war. "He didn't want anything to do with Germany," she said. "His mother had died when he was three, and when his father remarried his stepmother, she didn't want him, so he was brought up by his grandmother. Conscripted into the German army, he was eventually captured. The Russians were coming in one direction and the English in the other, and they'd been living for weeks on Swedes and turnips. They thought if they were going to be captured, they'd rather be captured by the English than the Russians. Brought to England a prisoner, he eventually found the family life he had never had in Germany. Sarah of Leatheringsett near Holt grew up in Norfolk and had a career as a human rights barrister in London before returning to Norfolk to study creative writing at the University of East Anglia. Her first novel, The Lost Letters, is set in Norfolk and London during the Second World War and in present day, and was inspired by her mother, who was a Wren, and met her father, a rear gunner, while sheltering from a rainstorm in a Nissen hut. I was acutely aware that their young lives had been vastly different to my own, and I wanted to explore and understand that period of history better particularly from the perspective of women, said Sarah. Much of the story is set on the beach at Wells and Holcombe, an area Sarah knows particularly well because her husband, Peter, is the managing director of the Holcombe estate. Her version of Janet and Kurt's story is set in 1940s Saltmarsh, including the prisoner of war camp where Katrina Court now stands, and in Germany as the Berlin Wall falls. Sarah is now working on another novel set in the Second World War and exploring the treatment of foreigners, particularly Germans and Italians, living in the UK when the war started. It's another dual timeline novel, with the other timeline set during the pandemic, said Sarah, who also sits as a part-time employment tribunal and asylum tribunal judge. The English Girl by Sarah Mitchell is published by Bookature.